It was reported today in the Irish Times that the Health Minister, Leo Varadkar, emailed senior health officials saying that a high-level public servant will have to be sacked for accountability if the trolley crisis is not fixed. Fianna Fáil question the timing of that leak. But is the threat going to have any impact on the number of patients on trolleys around the country? Dr Fergal Hickey is an emergency medicine consultant at Sligo General Hospital. He's also a spokesman for the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine. Good afternoon to you, Fergal Hickey.
Good afternoon, Jonathan.
This email, does it carry substance? Is that a threat that will mean anything in a health service where people never get sacked?
I hope it does. Certainly the UK experience was when they brought in a four-hour target. So the target there is that you have to be seen or discharged when you come to an emergency department in 4 hours. When they brought that in some years ago, there was a very close scrutiny of the performance of individual trust chief executives and certainly a number of CEOs in English NHS Trust lost their job as a result of poor performance. So hopefully that same mentality will finally take root here.
We don't have the culture in the health service.
And that's the culture we need to fix. I mean, remember what we're talking about here is we're talking about large numbers of elderly, vulnerable patients, often with multiple medical problems, some of whom will die as a result of being on trolleys for a prolonged period of time. I mean, this is a high-stakes game. And this whole notion that a national emergency could be declared in 2006, and that's when Mary Harney declared it, and the problem getting worse some 9 years later, I mean, that's just not acceptable. And unless people start taking their responsibilities seriously, we're not going to see any improvements, and further patients are unfortunately going to die. And this is avoidable deaths. These are not deaths that are inevitable.
We know that the Emergency Task Force, which was set up late last year to deal with this issue, hasn't really done that much, to be fair. Tony O'Brien, the Director General of the HSE, is now going to chair that task force from October until March. That is a sign, first of all, that they are at least taking the matter seriously, but is it also a sign that the emergency wasn't being treated as a proper emergency until now?
Well, I think we need to make a distinction. The Emergency Department Task Force was a group of various stakeholders, including HSE management, and that reported in April. And I don't think anybody could look at their report, and it's publicly available, so it's well worth a look, and could disagree with any of the recommendations made in it. What was then created on the back of that was a HSE Task Force Implementation Group. And it's fair to say that the implementation of the recommendations has not been particularly good.
So hang on a second. I just so I get it clear. We had an emergency task force that came up with recommendations that then went to an implementation group, a separate HSE-run implementation group, and nothing's been done.
Essentially, the responsibility for implementing the recommendations was the HSE, because they are the effector of this, the HSE and the Department of Health. Now, they have been relatively slow to make progress on this. I mean, there have been some improvements, let's be fair about it. There have been reductions in the number of delayed discharges. So these went from over 800 to just about 300. Now, 300 is still 300 too many, but that's what some of their money and that's what some of their focus went on. But at the same time, the underlying problem has been getting worse. So this was just one feature of it. Now, it's ultimately up to the HSE and the department to make sure that these recommendations are actually implemented. Now, there's no point in getting effectively an expert group to tell you what you need to do and then nobody do anything
That's what's always happened in this country. And Tony O'Brien, perhaps at least he's going to implement the changes.
Well, I suppose the argument is that maybe he should have done this a long time ago. I mean, Tony O'Brien has been Director General of the HSE for a number of years. Yes, he's not somebody that I'm aware has been to too many emergency departments around the country. To be fair to the minister, he has visited emergency departments, he has seen people on trolleys, and he has spoken to them, and he has had some sense of the extent of the problem. That's not something that could be said about Tony O'Brien, who is conspicuous by his absence from a lot of these areas.
Would you welcome him in your department if he was to come down?
Absolutely, and I would be quite happy to bring him to see the patients who are currently on the corridor in our department. And maybe this is something that should have happened a long time ago, is that the person who's got ultimate responsibility for the HSE, and the HSE is not just the hospitals, it's also the community services, all of which play a role in the resolution of the problem. But the person who is at the top of that particular tree needs to be involved in what needs to be done and mandating that it be done. I mean, we've been reasonably successful in dealing with the cancer strategy because we had a czar, we put a person in a position of power. We gave them a lot of authority, and that person drove through the various recommendations and various plans. And we did that quite successfully. You can disagree or agree with some of what was done as a result of that, but there's no doubt that cancer services are much more streamlined and much more organized now.
Okay.
Yes, this is a problem that has killed far more people over a long period of time than many of the other things which have produced a political response.
Fergal Hickey, consultant at Sligo General Hospital, spokesperson for the IAEM. Thank you for joining us. We hope to speak to Tony O'Brien in the days ahead on just what he has planned for our emergency departments. Now, if you're at work at the moment, have a look around your office and...